All right, good morning, everyone. The time is 11:57, May 2nd, 2012. This is Pastor Sean Harris coming on sermon audio to make an official statement of retraction. The purpose of this document, I'm reading from a document that will be posted online as well in the form of a PDF that you can link to. The purpose of this document is to issue an official statement of retraction of any and all words that suggest that child abuse is appropriate for any and all types of behaviors, including but not limited to effeminacy and sexual immorality of all types. I should not have said what I said about cracking or punching and a particular bias toward outward attraction of girls. Nor should I have used the words special dispensation. I did not say that children should be squashed. I have never suggested children or those in the LGBT lifestyle should be beaten, punched, abused, either physically or psychologically in any form or fashion. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only source of power sufficient to deliver anyone from the power, penalty, and presence of all forms of sin, including but not limited to all forms of sexual immorality, including homosexuality. I apologize to anyone I have unintentionally offended. I did not say anything to intentionally offend anyone in the LGBT community. My intent was to communicate the truth of the Word of God concerning marriage. My words were not scripted. It is unfortunate I was not more careful and deliberate. I can understand how these words could be misunderstood without the context of the sermon and the years of ministering to the people of God at Berean Baptist Church. I have received nothing but notes of appreciation and support from the people within the church. To those in the greater body of Christ in Fayetteville and North Carolina and the world, I seek your forgiveness if I have offended or hurt the cause of Christ. I have learned from this and will seek to be more articulate and deliberate with my words in the future. However, I do not apologize for the manner in which the Word of God articulates sexual immorality, including homosexuality and effeminacy, as a behavior that is an abomination to God. Nothing in this official statement of retraction should be perceived as an apology for the overarching intent and message of the sermon and the need to define marriage as one man and one woman and to maintain the gender distinctions that God created from the beginning when he made them male and female, Genesis chapter 1. I recognize that there are those in the LGBT community who believe that their sexual behavior is not sin. I do not agree with them, and this official retraction should not be misunderstood as an apology for the gospel of Jesus Christ or the Word of God. I do not apologize for the manner in which I emphasized the importance of one man and one woman getting married and staying married for the benefit of their children and society. I am confident that if the state of North Carolina was not in a state constitutional battle to define marriage as one man and one woman, this sermon would not have received the media attention it has through the intentional framing of my words without the context of the entire sermon on various blogs. I have already sought to clarify my words in a previous statement, and I am going to share that statement with you as well. It can be found on my blog with regard to a letter that I sent to the congregation. I write, "Dear Berean family, by now you may know my words from Sunday morning sermon about effeminate behavior in children are being completely taken out of context by those in the LGBT community. Nearly every article is misquoting me. Clearly, I would like to have been more careful with exactly what I said, but sometimes I say things without enough clarity. I trust you understood my intent in the context of my total preaching ministry. If you do not, I would be more than happy to meet with you privately to provide clarity. Just reply to this email. I provided clarity to the Fayetteville Observer today, but I cannot be sure they will accurately report my words. For the record, I want to ensure everyone that I do not believe physical force is capable of fixing effeminate behavior or homosexual behavior. Parents should not punch babies or children. Ultimately, only the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to deliver one from sexual immorality and behavior, including effeminacy. I would never advocate for such discipline or actions on behalf of a father or mother. I misspoke. Hopefully you understood that I was speaking in a forceful manner to emphasize the degree to which gender distinctions matter to God and therefore must matter to each of us, and especially parents. Either Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 9-11 are true and we should communicate the truth in love for fear of not entering the kingdom of God, or the entire Bible cannot be trusted to be the word of God. Paul writes, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither sexual immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Those in the opposition are suggesting all sorts of hateful things and using ungodly and profane words. Those who speak of the love of God are using the most hateful terms I have ever read. We must not resort to such language. I want to stress just how much I love your children, and my desire is only to see them glorify God in the lives they live in obedience to God's will for each of them as revealed in the Word of God. I believe I communicated that in the sermon as well. I also hope my actions for the past 5 years speak even louder than my words. We have an official statement on discipline of children that can be read below, and it can also be found on the church website. As I emphasized in this sermon as well as the week before, we must not be hateful toward those whose behavior is an abomination to God, but we also cannot compromise on what we believe the Bible teaches on all sexual perversions and immorality. The opposition is revealing their complete lack of tolerance towards those who do not approve of the LGBT lifestyle or gender. However, we must be tolerantly intolerant. Jesus, our Savior, provides the perfect example of grace and truth. Sincerely, Pastor Sean." Say, what were you doing, Pastor Sean, when you said those words? The best way to explain what was being done during the sermon is to give you an example from the Word of God found in Mark chapter number 9. Jesus said in verse 43, "And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter crippled than two hands to go to hell and to unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with 2 feet or to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." So what were you doing? I was using hyperbole in an effort to communicate the seriousness of the Word of God in regard to effeminate behavior and sexual immorality of all types. Unfortunately, the sermon clip was stopped before I instructed the congregation about not being homophobic and extending the love to the body of Christ. In a letter to the editor of the Fayetteville Observer Times, I write, in response to the front page article titled "Pastor Disavows Advice to Punch Gay Kids as a Joke," dated 5/2/12, "Joking is not what I was doing. I was using hyperbole in an effort to make a strong point to parents about effeminate behavior in children. Jesus said, 'If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.'" Mark 9:43. "But we know our Lord did not intend for us to cut off our hand literally. nor do I believe wrists should be broken. I did not use the word gay children. I do not believe children are gay. I did not say gay tendencies. Children may act out in all kinds of inappropriate behavior, and this needs to be corrected by the parents in the most careful and appropriate means. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can deliver a person from the power of sin. I am not avowing or promoting any form of physical abuse. The sermon must be listened to in its entirety. I told the congregation, and I quote, "Now listen to me very clearly. Last Sunday we preached on being tolerantly intolerant. If you have a gay person in your house, you love them with Jesus Christ. Your job is not to be homophobic and to be rude and inconsiderate. The church understood my intent. Even a first-time visitor for Sunday sermon 4:29-12 commented in an email that she understood the truth and its application in response to the article you printed, and she said, 'We'll see you Sunday.' To compare Berean to Westboro Baptist is completely off base and offensive to the people of Berean. Moreover, to suggest that one must be okay with the LGBT agenda or he has a distorted view of the Word of God is only one man's opinion. The majority of the evangelical church still believes that all forms of sexual immorality are sinful. I trust you will print this response in its entirety." For those of you that do not know, the Fayetteville Observer wrote an article on the front page, and they quote, and I'm going to share with you the article, they quote Tony Cartledge, who teaches Old Testament at Campbell Baptist University in Harnett County. He writes, or he says, "We must be careful not to assume every Baptist or even everyone who believes homosexual behavior to be sinful would endorse Harris's over-the-top promotion of beating gay tendencies out of their children. At the same time, we have to state unequivocally that Harris's position presents a distorted view of Scripture that is completely out of keeping with the teaching of Jesus." I would challenge those remarks with the context of chapter 9 and chapter 10 in the book of Mark, where Jesus uses hyperbole to make a point with regard to the seriousness of sin and how it keeps us or can keep us outside of the work of the gospel from entering the kingdom of God. And I believe I made a fair comparison between Christ's words with regard to the kingdom of God and Paul's words with regard to the kingdom of God as I took the congregation to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 9, 10, and 11. And I want to remind you that that text is very clear. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" So Christ uses the words kingdom of God in Mark chapter number 9, verse number 47, and Paul uses the words kingdom of God in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 9. And in both cases, we see the seriousness of sin. And Jesus says, if your hand or your foot or your eye causes you to sin, tear it up, cut it out. It's hyperbole in an effort to make a point. Thank you for listening. I pray that these words were helpful in providing clarity to the misappropriation and mischaracterization of what is being said about me on the internet.